Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful morning. And today we are going to be reading Psalm 33. Today's reading opens with an exhortation to shout for joy, to praise and thank the Lord, and to sing a new song to Him. Assurance of the Lord's constant love comes from trusting in and obeying the Lord. And now God's guiding word for us for the rest of this week is love. So let's begin reading Psalm 33. All you that are righteous, shout for joy for what the Lord has done. Praise Him, all you that obey Him. Give thanks to the Lord with harps. Sing to Him with stringed instruments. Sing a new song to Him. Play the harp with skill and shout for joy. The words of the Lord are true, and all His works are dependable. The Lord loves what is righteous and just. His constant love fills the earth. The Lord created the heavens by His command, the sun, moon, and stars by His spoken word. He gathered all the seas into one place, and He shut up the ocean depths in storerooms. Worship the Lord, all the earth. Honor Him, all peoples of the world. When He spoke, the world was created. At His command, everything appeared. The Lord frustrates the purposes of the nations. He keeps them from carrying out their plans. But His plans endure forever. His purposes last eternally. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people He has chosen for His own. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees all us humans. From where He rules, He looks down on all who live on earth. He forms all their thoughts. He knows everything they do. A king does not win because of his powerful army. A soldier does not triumph because of his strength. War horses are useless for victory. Their great strength cannot save. The Lord watches over those who obey Him, those who trust in His constant love. He saves them from death. He keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help. We are glad because of Him. We trust in His holy name. May Your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in You. And today's key verse is Psalm 33, verse 5. The Lord loves what is righteous and just. His constant love fills the earth. Well, there is just so much in this passage of Scripture, but I wanted to direct your thoughts to verse 7, where it says, He gathered all the seas into one place, and He shut up the ocean depths in storerooms. And it's interesting that as we read about the Noah flood and the deluge that happened, that scientists have said there's not enough water in all the oceans and the lakes of the earth to flood the whole earth like the Bible describes. But it's interesting that just in the past 50 years, as scientists have been drilling deeper and deeper into the crusts of the earth, they have found something they didn't expect, and that is huge reservoirs of underground water, huge caves, huge, I don't know how to explain it, but very large spaces, continental type space underneath the earth's crust that are filled with water. And it's interesting that the Bible said that God opened up the fountains of the deep. And here we're seeing a scientific fact that has just been brought to light, basically, in our lifetime. Amen? And the last thing is, it doesn't matter who has the most atomic weapons. It doesn't matter who has the largest army. The war horses are useless for victory. Their great strength cannot save, we're told in verse 17. Verse 18 and assures us that the Lord watches over those who obey Him, those who trust in his constant love. He saves them from death. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Righteous God, all your works are dependable and your words are true. I give thanks to you with my whole heart and soul because of your constant love. I put my hope in you and trust in your holy name. Amen. Well, at these words, our Wednesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we read Psalm 136, a hymn of thanksgiving, praising God's eternal love. Until then, beloved, keep looking up, because our salvation draws nigh. God bless.